Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. My message for today I've entitled, All Have Sinned. We read in Micah chapter 7, verse 2, The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. Sounds a little depressing, doesn't it? But oh, how descriptive it is of our world. We read over in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, when Paul writes, All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned. Everyone. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him, Jesus, our sin. There's nothing we can do to ever justify ourselves. We are sinners, and God sees us as sinners. But seeing us as sinners, he sent his Son into the world that we might have eternal life through his Son, Jesus. If we spend our time trying to be good enough to justify ourselves before God, we're going to fall. We're going to fail. We're going to fall short. We're going to come up at the short end of the stick, as it were. But when we come to the Lord, confess our sins, acknowledge that we cannot do it ourselves, acknowledge that we are sinners standing before God, and have the blood of Jesus applied to our sin, we have that forgiveness that we long for. We have that assurance of eternal peace and contentment. I'm always reminded of the parable that Jesus told of the rich man and Lazarus. There was a time in the life of each individual when there must have been opportunities to receive grace that comes from the heart of God through faith, believing in that gift that was offered. The rich man evidently must have felt that he did not need to be saved. He had everything. What more could he want? And so he neglected to receive the salvation that was offered. The wretched poor man, Lazarus, he reached out in faith believing. It wasn't because he was poor that he received salvation. It was because he recognized that he had a need far beyond the physical need. He had a need to be spiritually right with God. And he received that gift that was far more than any earthly gift that could be given. It was peace that was eternal. It was riches beyond the riches of this world. And he came into that knowledge of salvation. As is the case with each person that has lived or is living now or will ever live, there must come a time when we choose go God's way or depend upon ourselves. The rich man depended upon himself. He had all of the riches that he needed. He even probably looked mockingly at that poor man Lazarus that fought with the scavenging dogs for the scraps of food that fell from his table. But there came a day when something happened, and he felt himself slipping further and further from life, and suddenly he was cast into an eternity without God. As he opened his eyes, there was a huge gulf, and across that great gulf, he saw of all things that beggar named Lazarus, and he was receiving the salvation, the eternal life that had been promised to those who chose God's way. He was safe in the bosom of Abraham, as it were. He was in paradise with God. That poor man on earth was now the rich man in eternity. And that rich man on earth was now the doomed poor man throughout all eternity. And he suffered. He knew agony beyond anything that his life had ever experienced. He felt such agony and pain and suffering that merely the touch of a finger from Lazarus dipped in water would bring some relief. Oh, the eternity that stretches out before us. Only those that receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord will have that peace that passes all understanding. The terrible, terrible gulf that reaches out ahead of us if we have not received God. All have sinned, not just the bad people in the sight of man, but all people who have not received Jesus Christ stand in the midst of the fire of eternity. All have sinned. All fall short. Might we confess our sin and receive the salvation that is so freely offered. And Heavenly Father, we pray that today we would recognize that we have been given the most precious gift that could ever be given, the gift of eternal life when we come and accept you as our personal Savior and Lord. Might we share that with as many as possible. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.